need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, musicians and porn stars, husbands and wives, all you children of sex, and we all are children of sex. Us and all the animals, well, maybe a few animals do it alone, but most of us need to have sex. And even when you kind of do it alone, they must masturbate themselves into procreation or something. So, you know, sex is what brings us into the world, and sex is what motivates us to stick around for a while. And sex is part of the fun of love, which we are continuing to celebrate tonight. 24 lawfully wedded years of love. More years of love, actually, than that. But the legal part, 24 years, Captain Max. Ahoy there. Yeah. Are you on mic?
I'm mic, baby.
Yes,
I'm
baby.
Ready to go.
Ahoy there. Here's our child. She's an old snake. Evie. Yes, Evie. She's making an appearance. But Evie is actually like, what is she? Like, she's about 16 years old, actually.
That's pretty old.
So she's pretty old, but she's still slithering. But before she does anything, you know,
put her away.
Messy, I'm going to put her away. But she did want to wish us a happy 24th anniversary. So say hi to Evie. Say goodbye to Evie.
Bye, Evie.
We love you here in the Garden of Eden. The snake is the queen. And yes, Evie's going to go now. And speaking of animals, where did we spend our actual anniversary, Captain Max? Our last Saturday, we had a great, big, huge, beautiful wedding anniversary bacchanal for our 24th with, you know, the 24th symbol is musical instruments.
Right.
And we also lavender. I got a little tired of lavender, so I combined it with turquoise tonight. But lavender, calming, soothing lavender, because you need a lot of calming and soothing when you're married 24 years. And so that's the color. And, you know, we had music and sex and comedy and fun, man.
Lots
and then
of fun, right?
We went to see the real bonobos in the zoo.
Right.
And, oh, my God, we had such a profound interspecies experience. We'll tell you more about it in a little while. And it was amazing. And speaking of music, of course, we had an opera singer there, Kasia, who we met there. I've corresponded with her, and she sang opera to the bonobos. And let me tell you, the video is coming, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. And she clapped. Like this. I wasn't sure if she was applauding in appreciation or in rhythm. But during and after the aria, she, you don't usually clap in rhythm to an aria. So maybe it was in appreciation. But anyway, she was amazing. It was also amazing, but they didn't let me take a bonobo home, you know, because they are an endangered species. So you kind of have to save them in order to, you know, have them. So they didn't let me take a bonobo home, but they did let me take home a baby giraffe with humongous tatas, right? So here's my baby giraffe, brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A women?
A women.
Can I get an A giraffe?
A giraffe.
So I have her on a leash because she's wild. Ooh. and she's...
You know, those wild giraffes.
Yes, she's a wild giraffe. But she's a little domesticated. She has a little doily around her little tushy here. Yeah, let's show off. Show off this outfit. Yes. And the San Diego Zoo has great animals. It's one of the better zoos. I have mixed feelings about zoos. But yes, we give book spankings here. In addition to book readings and signings, we give spankings. So, including to all of our animals. Mm. So, isn't this a pretty giraffe? Look at this. Mm. Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, we'll talk more about the zoo in a while. But needless to say, we are exhausted, aren't we, Captain Max?
What do you mean exhausted?
Well, I mean we did this excursion in the middle of the. It was fantastic and orgasmic and.
It's very comfortable. The giraffe drove the limousine.
That's true.
And
the giraffe drove.
Nice.
I wonder if this giraffe can talk. Do you think this giraffe has boobs? She can talk.
I can.
How about that?
There
we have a talking giraffe. All right. Next thing you know, we'll have a dancing giraffe.
Probably.
Yeah. That's like Waltzing Matilda, only hotter.
It looks like a giraffe, is it?
You are a giraffe. It being you.
I know.
Yes, nice lipstick giraffe. Oh, look at this. Talented giraffe can move her boobs in rhythm. And by the way, the music that we're listening to was composed by one of our guests last week, Miss Selena Minx. So we're winding up that music. And we're going to slide ever so smoothly into some other music. Because... the symbol of the 24th wedding anniversary is
music.
Giraffes. No, music. Musical instruments, actually. But
musical
we consider any kind of music to be played on a musical instrument. You could be the instrument of your body, eh? Yes. So we're continuing that. And like I said, we're kind of in a loungy mood tonight. And so we are just so privileged and excited to welcome Elvis Schoenberg and Orchestra Surreal. And we're going to tell you more about them and how we met them, 14 years ago.
My goodness, wow.
They played the speakeasy in Bonoboville,
right,
we were downtown.
Right, right.
But right now, we're just going to lay back and listen to some music. Make music, not war. Go.
Yay.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, There is nothing that can harm you. And you'll spread your wings and you'll take to the sky. But until that morning, there is nothing that can harm you. With your mama and daddy standing by. Summer, summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
Woohoo! Elvis Schoenberg and Orchestra Surreal. With the fabulous Miss Thing.
Wow.
More fabulous than ever. She joined us way back when, and you did too, Elvis, and you've got some new band members, but you're not on mic, though, darling.
We also brought the, the fabulous Alan Leslie.
The fabulous
I could come up with a better.
And Leslie. Yes. It's always good to have old and new.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, say that into the microphone, darling.
I'm the old one. He's the new one.
In terms of
being on the show, yes.
Relationship.
Yes, and relationship matters.
And that is what matters. We're just in that relationship season here. And so we really appreciate you just kind of showing up almost fortuitously.
Yes, it was.
Really.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I don't think any of us really knew that.
No, you just kind of wanted to come to the show.
I wanted to see.
Had just,
boobs
you
and
know, had
hot
this.
Girls.
Well, boobs are right here on a hot giraffe.
I'm really kind of a big H.G. Wells fan, and the Dr. Moreau thing's kind of getting to me, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, our giraffe might transform. But, well, you know, you're into the surreal. This is surreal.
The sort of that's a Dolly-esque kind of
thing. We thought we'd
yes.
be a little surreal with you.
I'm all there.
You
it's
know?
All good.
And don't you recognize our animal nature?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm pretty primitive.
Maybe giraffe is not what you think.
No,
of.
I can say I had a bonding experience for real with a giraffe.
You did?
Yes. Yeah, so
well, there
a,
you go.
This is an interesting story.
Perhaps you could have a bonding experience with our giraffe.
I could compare and contrast.
Yes. Giraffes
because
are different.
Giraffes are not easy to bond with because they are quite tall.
Right.
And I can tell you what I did was I was actually in Dubai. And I just happened to be walking down the street of the Dubai Zoo.
The Dubai Zoo.
The Dubai Zoo, yes.
That sounds like something.
Yeah. Anyway, and the thing was, is there was a giraffe poking its head out.
Let's see the giraffe. Who's switching back there? Yeah, let's see our giraffe. Giraffe, why don't you come forward while we're talking about a giraffe?
Nice.
I should be in control
this is a much
of this
more,
giraffe, really.
I would much rather bonded with this giraffe but than the real one. I literally climbed up on the outside of the zoo, and there
yes.
was a little, his head was popping out, and I could, sit into, this little, window thing with the bars, and I
really
hung out there for probably about a half hour, and I can say firsthand experience, giraffe breath is a very unique smell.
Really? How would you describe it?
It was a bit sweet, actually. It wasn't that unpleasant. Mm. It wasn't like dog breath. It was
like a woman?
No. No,
well, you didn't smell our giraffe. Obviously.
I hope yours is better.
Yeah.
But anyway, but no, I've actually touched the nose of a giraffe, and I can
this
say
this is one of those baby giraffes, I think, was, you know. Mm-hmm. You touched the nose.
I think he licked me. It was kind of it has, you know, its tongue is kind of curves like sideways.
Do you know it was a he or a she?
I don't know.
Ah, you didn't check? See, I'm a sexologist. No, I would have checked.
Honestly, it was from the angle I was at.
I'm going to have that intimate experience.
But, you know, it's very hard because, like I said,
with
I was
a,
just
you know,
seeing
non-human
its head.
Animal.
It was like, kind of, I was imagine just sitting in a window, and then a head pops out of the window. And that's really all I experienced. So I couldn't literally look down. And I don't know enough about giraffe's facial anatomy to say, oh, it's got horns or something. You know, it had little horns.
Well, there are different types of giraffes.
I don't, yeah.
It was for instance, this is a large-breasted short giraffe.
The white checkered giraffe. Yes. Oh, nice. Very talented.
Right.
My favorite species.
This is a mating signal.
It's working. Yeah. I think it's cross-species. Arousal.
It's all very nice and charming. Yes.
Enough about giraffes.
Yeah, we learned a lot about animals, and we continue to.
Yes.
Thank you, Ross, for that.
Pleasure.
I mean, Elvis, excuse me.
Either one.
I should say, a.k.a.
Yes.
You have two identities.
Which I don't recommend.
Where's your microphone? Did it get...
Did it not work?
No, it is. You're just not speaking on it.
No, yeah. Which I don't recommend unless you really commit. It's a hard thing to have two identities. You know, you have to promote two people.
Right.
It's easier just to...
Dr. Susie.
Yeah, it's wise. Wise choice.
Yeah,
and also, that's your real name.
Yeah, so I don't have a hard
real
time remembering.
Yeah, that's
yeah, but it does mean family has to, you know, handle it. That's the thing. But anyway, you are doing great, Mr. Elvis Schoenberg,
well,
and the Orchestra Surreal, and Little Miss
Thing.
Yes. Yeah, you are sounding fantastic and looking great, and I would love to hear another. Number as
but I was wanna, I wanted
say.
To have Al and Leslie get featured on a,
right.
on a song. They're
sounds
a unique
good.
A unique duo. So do your thing.
I wonder if listening to the music could transform my giraffe into a beautiful female human.
Is all anything's possible?
Do you think?
Well,
you could serenade my giraffe and perhaps she will. Transform, like, you know, didn't that happen with a frog and a prince or something? It's a thing that happens sometimes. Yeah, we could try the kiss and the music. I think the combination might just do it.
It might work out.
All right, here they are, Orchestra Surreal.
Are we ready, Mr. Mr.
Featuring Al and Leslie.
Al and Leslie.
You know, I've always wanted to be in the Orchestra Surreal.
Yes,
and
right.
are you on a microphone?
Now you're in. Now she's you're in. Now.
Oh,
official.
My God.
It's official.
I'm so excited. I didn't even realize it was going to happen today. So I wasn't scared. Yeah, flash your trash and take them home. Got psychedelic flower power, baby, to remove all fear of our reception. Trust my heart, my mind is sure to follow. Around the world, around the town, around your finger. Say I'm your girl, let's live for love and dream forever. So can Jesus. Catch a wave, catch a buzz, I'm liquid courage. Got a toothbrush in my purse, let's go. To the beach in our bare feet and blue jeans. Trust my heart, my mind is sure to follow. Around the world, around the town, around.
smile's getting bigger. Don't push, don't shove, could this be love? It only takes you half a second to remove all trace of my resistance. Trust my heart, my mind is sure to follow. Around the world, around the town, and around your finger. Say, I'm your girl, let's live for love and dream forever.
It worked!
Hallelujah!
Oh my God.
Can you believe? From the San Diego Zoo. Wow. You know? It's better than OK Cupid, right?
The giraffe had a face replacement.
A face replacement, exactly. That's what we call it. But it's also called magic. Like, you know, the frog becomes a prince, the giraffe becomes. Dayton Rains!
Oh, yeah, no,
woohoo!
Yeah.
And that was beautiful. That made
very,
it happen.
Great.
Yes, Al and Leslie. Are you boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah. And then some.
And then some. Are you married?
No.
No? Are you going to
get into the mic, Al.
Get into the mic. Get into the mic. Close to it.
I proposed about 8 years ago.
Really? Yeah. You proposed 8 years ago. You've been together how long?
Actually, I used to stalk her back in the 80s.
Wow.
Gosh.
And I could never, she was kind of a big deal back in the rock world. And I could
She's kind of a big deal right now, right
yeah.
here.
She's sexy, and look at her hair and her tattoos, and her voice is crossed between Stevie Nicks and Janis Joplin.
Her boots and her legs, you know.
The whole package.
Her teeth and her nails and
she actually does
all
have
of
the most
that
famous
stuff.
Boobs in Australia.
What, you want to keep your options open?
No. I don't want to keep my options open.
Talking to the microphone.
I just like being a girlfriend.
Oh.
And you know, forever is a really long, long time. It's a
yeah.
long time. Doesn't
yeah, but most people don't stay married.
Girlfriend is so much sexier than wife.
I don't know. I mean, I do. Yeah, I mean, there's the whole thing. You should be your husband's girlfriend. You should.
Yeah.
But you're also his wife. It's true. It's a thing. It's a thing that is recognized by the state.
It's a piece of paper, I think.
It is. And
you are recognized.
You are recognized.
Man and woman.
And by your mother.
None of this man and man shit.
You have one.
I guess you get notoriety if you have a paperwork.
It is a social thing.
We're waiting for
And
our
I admit, account. It's not for everybody, and certainly it is going out of style. In that sense, Captain Max and I are a bit old-fashioned.
But that's all right. Love and passion still drives the future.
That's true.
You know, so
it
married
definitely
or not married
the
or, you know.
Love and passion.
I just got, you know, I was a kid. I was an Italian kid. You know, you got to get married. You got to get married. You got to have children. You got to have children, you know. Now I'm 72 years old. I realize I polluted the whole fucking country. Because with four kids, there's going to be thousands of them running around. You know.
We're extra fertile, anyway. Captain Max.
Lots of pollution.
It's all right. Yeah, it's okay. It's good. It's good. Life is good here. You know. Good place.
Good place.
Nice music. Nice music. Yeah.
Very nice. Great. And yes, it's the appropriate symbol. I'm all caught up in it. I admit. I'm like half revolutionary and half traditionalist. So I like the fact that it just so happens you guys showed up, you know, on the tail end of this week of musical celebration of marriage. I have to say marriage because it's a kind of love. I mean, there's so many kinds of love, you know, and I love all the kinds of love, all the kinds. And this is the week I do marriage. All right. But yeah, I love all the kinds of love. And bonobos certainly don't get married. Let me just say, they never get married. Although they have favorites, but then they switch around. And they do very polyamorous. They do have sex for all kinds of reasons, not just, I don't know, romantic, but to make up with each other. And they have lots of sex between male and female, and between female and female, and between male and male. In fact, when we were there, there were only females, which I don't think is a very good state for the clan, actually, but we'll talk about that later. But
they were sad, I think. They were very upset.
They were upset.
They were very upset.
It went between sad, I mean, and rambunctious. They were certainly, and they were fighting, but they were always making up with kisses. And then they did hoka hoka, which is rubbing their genitalia against each other. Yes, it's something the Victorians called tribetism.
Do you have a bonobo mask?
Bonobo, darling.
Bonobo, sorry. You could put Ross in that mask and he could be the male.
You know, unfortunately, I would have put a bonobo mask on my giraffe if I had one. I do have a puppet. I have we kind
of
created
the puppet. We have a
couple
puppets.
Yeah, this one's a bonobo. Bonobos are dark, complected. Hi, I'm a bonobo.
Now, is a pygmy chimp and bonobo the same thing?
Yes. Talking to the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Is the pygmy chimp and the pygmy chimpanzee and the bonobo, is that the same thing?
The pygmy chimpanzee, yes. Yeah. I do not love that term, but it is a term that has been used. Partly because there were some pygmy, they're in the land where the pygmy tribe has been, but it sort of implies that they're smaller than common chimps.
I thought they were.
Well, they weigh a little less, but actually they stand up taller. The common chimps are more broad-shouldered, and like very brute, and they hulk around and almost always walk on all fours. And bonobos, you know, they kind of, you know, they do walk on all fours most of the time, but then they might carry a baby or sticks of wood and walk around on two legs. Oh. And they're very long and gracile compared to common chimps. So I don't like pygmy chimps, but that's true. You're right. They are called that. And Pan Paniscus, Pan. So tell me, Elvis, what made you want to come over tonight? Out of all these nights,
I got an email. And it said, the email I thought said it was the 24th anniversary, you know.
But that was last week.
Well, maybe I read the email wrong. But anyway, so I was just and then I called just to see, like, oh, how, this looks like a fun thing. And here's the thing: I was actually supposed to leave town yesterday.
Oh.
I ended up staying a couple days for some other reasons. And then I thought, well, if I'm going to stay in town, I might as well do something fun. I'm not leaving until Wednesday. And then so I saw this. Oh, this will be, you know, it was kind of a last minute thing. So I just called actually to find out what the scoop was to come. And then next thing I know, I'm getting talked into. And I thought when you said
talked into,
that was Dayton.
Yeah,
it wasn't
my giraffe. It wasn't
just
hard.
Fresh out of the zoo. I had her answering the phone.
Yeah, no. But what was funny is I thought I was just going to come play bass, and then some, you know, back up some people. Goes, oh no, just play bass. And I thought, well, okay, well I'm a bass player. I'm not really a guy who plays. I conduct a 30-piece orchestra. That's the normal orchestra surreal, which obviously we couldn't bring all of them here.
Right.
And then I play this thing as well. And then I thought, all right, well, if I can't, I'm not going to do a solo thing. I'm going to bring some people because I'm a bass player, right? So ironically, the first guy I got was Dominic here, who also...
Hi, Dominic.
Now, ironically, Dominic and I are doppelgangers on some level. We're both composers, arrangers, conductors, and bass players that play six-string basses who both like to solo and not play bass. And we work out together. He's actually state champion powerlifter.
Wow, you're a power lifter? Are you lifting semi-trucks? Or what are you up to,
that little
Dominic?
Shit's strong as hell, man.
Okay. Brothers and sisters, lovers and singers, you have to speak into your microphones or we can't hear you. Right close to it.
This is the only band in the world that features three bass players. All right? You'll never find another band like this.
That's right. We're gonna feature one that he sings and we play bass on. And then I got Scott over here.
Yeah.
Scott, come out. Come out of the corner.
Okay. Well, you don't even get a mic. Oh, no. Here you go.
Here, I have a mic for you, Scott.
He's got it. He's got it.
You got it. So you're the percussion.
He's got it.
That's right.
Okay. You have to talk into it, though, or else we can't hear you.
Sometimes,
you know, a lot of guys are a little afraid of the microphone.
You have to be very close to it.
I think it's because it's kind of like a big hard penis in their
mouth.
Well,
of course it's because it's like a big hard penis. Except it isn't a big hard penis. It's a microphone.
Don't be afraid.
Right. Don't be afraid. All right. Yes, okay. So great. Well, so you guys all kind of got shanghaied into coming here.
Exactly.
And
I have to say, really happily shanghaied.
Oh, okay.
Excited and like really like, oh my God, this is going to be so fun.
The girl tells
the
truth.
Listen, I've been watching your show for 25 years. I'm so happy to be
here. Oh, yay. Years. That's like longer than we've been married.
I know.
Well, I've been doing the show longer than we've
been
married.
Been doing it for years.
But still.
She started broadcasting in 1984.
But you couldn't have been watching it because I was just doing it on radio.
I remember.
But watching maybe since 1990,
Early days.
Yeah,
the early days on television.
Yeah.
I remember not knowing what I was watching.
That's 25, yeah. Actually,
yeah, not knowing. Most
91,
people didn't know.
Yeah, actually, that isn't 25 years ago.
Most people didn't know. A lot of the Hollywood directors would call and Hollywood filmmakers, and they would ask, I mean, famous ones, and they would say, what is this I'm watching?
Yeah, what is
this? That's what I thought, too. What am I watching?
And I would say, it's a television show. Mm-hmm. They go, I know that.
Just remember, you had the comfiest looking bed I'd ever seen in my life.
Right? I still
do. It's really comfy. Do you want to come sit on it with
us? It is a different bed, but it's still very comfy. Well, I'm going to make you sing for your bed spot. So you're going to do one more number.
Can I hear what she has to say, though?
Say what you have to say.
I was telling my girlfriend yesterday, she works at Disney, and I said, we're going to be on the Susan Block party show tomorrow. And then one of the ladies in the music department goes, oh, my God, I know that show. And I said, I don't know. She goes, oh, it's awesome. So it was we were meeting all her friends in the music department. So
well, we do have
we're right
refugees
the
from Disney here.
We don't plan to go much further.
Actually, we have a bonobo in residence who's a refugee from Disney.
Don't make fun of me.
And
not you.
I'm just joking.
And then also Helene kind of off and on is a Disney cartoonist.
She did all the Miley Cyrus stuff, but when Miley
Hannah Montana. Yeah, and she's the one that drew us as bonobos that you can see in the bar. And
those years on cable, Disney had nothing on us because all the kids were watching us.
Oh, yes.
Not some fucking fairy tale.
I see a bright future with you guys and Disney, though.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping they pick me up for some kind of
bright
television
colors,
show.
The animals, you know. I mean, it all works. And then there's the sex. Yeah.
they'll catch up. They'll catch up to
Right. Well, we're all children inside, aren't we? I love Captain Max is wearing his zoo shirt.
Woo!
Excuse me. We need a
picture. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. They don't have bonobo shirts. We are going to make bonobo shirts. Gonzo is actually making these fabulous designs for bonobo shirts that we're going to make.
Let's give Gonzo an applause. Woo! Gonzo Bonobo!
Yeah. But they're not out yet, so don't get too excited.
But
the zoo has a lot of gorilla shirts. And this is kind of the color of a common chimp. But, yeah, it's very cute. And it's musical. So, what are we going to hear now? Who's being featured on Orchestra Surreal? Talking to the mic.
Yeah, sorry. Well, Al has one of his tour de force songs.
He's shaking and saying no, and really looking perturbed.
This may not be a good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's all.
I don't know if it is. I'm
it's
going to
feature
out.
Three bass players.
That's the whole point.
Okay, well, that's cool. We like
yours
the
is the biggest.
It's all about that bass.
Yes.
You're the size queen of
no
them all.
No trouble.
So, yeah,
right?
Talk about instruments, brothers and sisters. We got your instruments right here. Right? Is that Nori Carter in the background?
Nori Carter's
Nori
here.
Nori played the Steinway last week. Okay, so he'll play it again tonight. You don't have to
Woo.
Play. Yeah, we got some more instruments. Look at this. All right. So Elvis Schoenberg and the Orchestra Surreal featuring Al.
Featuring Al.
As Joni Mitchell here.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
All right. We'll let you start the first chorus.
Very bassy.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. The way he described it, he said I'd be better dead.
My song.
I didn't listen to his jive. Wanna sing? All along that he was
Do you want me to dance
wrong.
With you?
And I knew that he thought
I was crazy, but I'm not.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. I said, doctor,
not that easily led. But I learned something that is so divine. It's the bonobo way. No, I made up those lyrics.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas. I knew what was happening.
I was a genius.
What's so strange when you know that you're a genius at three?
I knew that this was meant to be.
They say as a child I peered a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas. But I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. Oh, we did this one. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard at three?
I knew that this was meant to be.
Now her little children supposed to sleep tight. That's why I got into the vodka one night. My parents was frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy things before I came to. Yeah, do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was
swinging.
They often angry young men. They often innocent and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if I just couldn't understand? Logic went on in my head. I had a brain, oh you know. They used to laugh at me when I refused to ride on all them double-decker buses. Because there was no driver on the top.
Right, no driver on the top.
My analyst told me that I was right out of my head. But I said to doctor, I think that it's you instead. Because I got something unique and new to prove that I have the last laugh on you. Because instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than motherfucking one inch.
I do. I have two heads.
Woohoo!
Perform with three basses for the first time in history.
Yeah. Wow, that was very bassy and beautiful. And I'm sorry I wasn't sent the lyrics
Basic.
In advance.
I'm sorry I
that was
I sing the same
Count Basie,
twice.
Three Count Basie.
What? Yeah.
That was actually a Lester Young sax solo.
Lyrics.
In case you didn't know the history of that song.
That was great.
It was a Lester Young sax
and
solo.
And two heads are better than one, sometimes.
It's just a blues, but it was from a, it was what they did is they took a recording of a Lester Young saxophone solo and they put lyrics to it. And that's what the song is. Vocal ease, that was a big, very big thing.
That's a little musical history.
Yes.
Thank you, Elvis Schoenberg.
My nerd side is just coming out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. That mm-hmm. was a,
is that Eddie, the Schoenberg side?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Eddie Jefferson and all those guys. That was their thing back in the day.
Well, do you want to pile into the bed now?
Sure.
And, you know, kind of hang out?
Don't you want to come to bed with us?
Yes, okay.
Maybe we can do a Bonoboville communion.
Well.
Yes? You want to come to bed with us?
Yeah. Mmm. Come to bed with us.
Yay. Ooh, look at this. What is this?
This is my little tutor. This is my musical instrument.
Come on in.
Don't sit on her face now. Well, on the other hand.
Don't sit on my face?
Well, the giraffe face. Okay. Oh, and we have bananas too.
Bananas.
I like a banana. Would you like a banana?
I wouldn't. I'm okay. A banana would be. I don't need a banana. No.
No, you're not feeling that ape.
No.
For us.
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm just sort of more.
Uh-huh. So we have 10 minutes.
Oh, nice.
So we could do one Bonoboville communion. I don't know
what
if.
Does that mean?
Oh, well, you can ask Dr. Susan.
Yes. Bennett. Well, were you brought up with what religion, may I ask?
Basically an atheist.
Okay.
Oh,
so
wow.
The parents were atheists?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I have no.
Gotcha.
Formal. I never went to. I always thought.
So perhaps
God
you
was a dumb concept.
A dumb concept, but didn't you ever miss, like,
community?
Communion, you know?
Community.
Community and communion, which
well,
is
I did not know I
a
was
ritual
missing
of community.
We baked banana bread for Christmas. That was
right,
kind of our
right.
You know.
I was raised born again and Catholic, and we had banana bread for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, that was sort of about as extent of it, though. That was
well,
it wasn't like
anyway. Since we only have 10 minutes, I'm going to cut to the chase.
Sure, yes, sir.
The
banana
Bonoboville communion takes the traditional religious communion of eating the body and drinking the blood of our deity. And we, you know, we switch deities because we worship all the deities. We're not atheist here.
You don't want to get the
we're
wrong
pantheistic,
one, you know?
Right.
Yeah, like we imagine you
we
get
kinda
the wrong
do Dionysus
God.
Sometimes, Jesus sometimes. and yeah, who is it that
he doesn't know where he can take it off of? He's confused.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I have to confess, I'm a very literal person. The things have to
right.
be spelled out sometimes for me. I get
okay. So in any case, instead of a wafer, we have salt.
Okay.
Sprinkled on someone,
yeah, it is.
Oh, nice.
And we call that
very
person
good.
The altar girl or boy. And in this case, you happen to be very privileged to be sitting next to the best altar girl of 2015 and probably 16, but
nice.
It's not over yet. So that would be Dayton.
Hi.
So you
hello.
Could, you know, take communion from her
happily
altar. Okay.
What do you know?
So is this kind of like it's kind of like licking the salt off the rim of
margarita glass.
Yeah, but then you have to drink something
okay.
because it is communion, and
it's communion. It's also salty.
It's salty, exactly. Yeah. So now we provide all kinds of wonderful libations here, but I heard that you don't indulge.
I don't.
You don't. Okay.
Do you
so
want
then
water?
We will prepare. Sure. A fine glass of water
yes.
for you to be waterboarded
Hollywood
at the end.
Hollywood Jake, can I have
Hollywood
a glass
Jake,
of shot glass of water?
Waterboarding bonobo style.
I guess I'm going to waterboard someone. Ah!
Literally, which is actually
not really
not as bad
way.
As waterboarding with Rhonda Jeremy Rum, for instance.
Oh, come on, Dr. Susan. That was an accident. You didn't waterboard me. It was all in
I
good
did.
Fun.
I did. I did it. I watered you.
Didn't.
I watered
it was
you
fun.
Like a garden. So
I got a little Ron in my eye. Nothing I haven't
like?
Had before.
So now here we are. All right.
The glass is,
the glass is very elegant. This is provided by Agua Coca Leaf Liqueur, and it is in the shape of a female. Now, speaking of which, where did all the females go? Did they go to the bathroom or something?
Maybe.
Okay. Can we get them like here into
we need more girls.
The
ladies.
Area? Ladies, it's ladies' night.
Come on, sexy ladies.
The show.
It's ladies'
and in
night.
Fact, we
and
could have the boy and girlfriend
right.
team. How about the boy and girlfriend team?
Oh,
and
Al.
Yeah.
Oh, and
okay, because they might want to do Bonoboville communion
you're
together.
You're almost like in a leopard skin pillbox hat.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's
look
room.
At this.
But if you want to sit on the floor, this is
you
good.
Don't have to sit on the floor. You're a lady. Come on. Get up here.
She looks comfortable, but, you know, you could come here. All right.
I'm going to sit by Dr.
Here we are. Yeah, and with a big instrument in front of us. I love it. Okay, so
all right. I
Elvis
can get down on the floor.
Is the first to take communion. Actually,
okay.
She is going to get down on the floor. And, you know, since you're wearing a leash, I should hold it, I guess. So, and pull you closer so that our guest does not have to go that far. Okay, so now first you lick
okay.
the altar.
Lick it first?
You lick
so
it first.
So that's something to stick
right.
to, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
otherwise, the salt just
want.
Rolls off.
Do I get both or just one?
You could do both.
You can have both.
Okay, well, I like even that. Okay, fair.
Look at that.
Mm.
I guess, eh? You from Connecticut, eh?
Herring the
right.
area.
And now, Omno Domine, Baruch HaTodern, Ayelahina Melahalam.
There goes your presidential career.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners. It might make his career better. You never know. You never know. Peanut Gallery.
Senator Ross, no more.
All right. And now you have round two. You now lick this salt off of the altar. You have to lick off. It is sacred salt. This is
it's
a sacred,
lick off.
The sacred salt of Bonoboville. And yes.
Weekly lick off.
It's fun.
It licking today
will infuse you with that special sacred
it's very
power. Don't you know? Isn't that the case? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel some special sacred power?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right answer.
Yes.
Okay, so now you
powers.
Are to receive your
having a good time.
Liquid section of the Bonoboville Communion, which is what we
oh,
also
no,
fondly and humorously somewhat call waterboarding.
So now you're gonna lay your head in between my breasts.
Really?
Okay.
So you get
and then
down.
I'm gonna pour that down your throat.
Is there.
That
okay?
Sure. I'm okay. Game for whatever. Not sure.
All right. Do you have a wife or something we should explain this to?
No. I don't.
Okay. Good.
Oh,
right. This is where marriage may be an impediment.
Any voters?
But
in
maybe
my
not. You could have an open marriage. Here. Your face goes there. Okay. Yeah.
Your face up to the ceiling. Your hair in my boobs.
Okay. All right, hair
in the way.
All right. Interesting. All right, this
there
is a unique experience.
Okay, now this is the one moment you have to move the microphone from your lips.
Yes. Okay, yes.
Hold on. He's
yes.
on my leash.
Oh. Don't strangle my giraffe.
Okay.
All right, here. Did you ever see him in such a position? Whoa. Yes, indeed, brothers and sisters. Elvis Schoenberg of the Orchestra Surreal is having his larynx cleaned. Waterboarding, bonobo style, from Dayton Rains, our altar girl.
Nice. Do I have to leave or can I just stay here?
Okay. Well, you can sing from down there if you like. I mean, you know, it's been done.
All of me.
We can move your bass over here.
Why not take all of me? Can't you see?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good with. All right, anyway.
All right.
Are you cozy?
I'm happy. I can, oh, nice.
That's good.
Right.
You did good. Are you ready to do a Bonoboville communion with someone? You don't have to do boobs. You
no.
could do it off of. Talk into a microphone.
A knee.
Okay. I mean, it's not that kind of boyfriend, girlfriend thing.
Elbows, shoulders.
I'm just happy. Watching.
You're happy watching.
I am
all right.
Totally.
Can I do my communion off of you?
Oh.
What was that?
Can I do my communion off of you?
It's a fair question, and you could say no, but you could say yes.
I don't know what yes. What would I do?
Just let me lick salt off of your body somewhere, and then you get to.
Than you.
Yeah, you don't have to get topless. You could get bottomless.
Your elbow,
oh, could be your bottom or your top or in between.
You could just pull your pantyhose down.
Oh. I'm shyer than that.
It's
no,
a fair answer.
She can actually. She can lick it.
I can lick it off anywhere.
Or a palm or.
Or your armpit.
I
don't know. Just a suggestion. I mean, you know, we're
even
all
that might be
of
fun.
Anatomy here.
I think you're so adorable, but. I think that I'm just good.
That's fine.
Aww.
Thank you.
But I think you're gorgeous and adorable.
She can
thank
handle
you.
Rejection.
I can handle no.
Bong.
Yeah, right.
I've heard been hearing no forever.
Bong.
I'm learning that no is a good word.
No is a good word.
I used to think say yes to everything and you spread yourself thinly all over the world.
Correct.
And now no gives you some power.
Learn. Right.
Right.
It does, actually.
It does.
But I don't
want
to say hard no to you, you know.
That's okay.
No.
I can
oh,
take
all right.
No.
It's all right. No.
I think we heard that. Wait, no, we heard that 2 weeks ago. No. Yeah, yeah. And I started singing that song, the same one by the girl, All About That Bass. My name is No. My number is
No.
My time
is
no.
No.
Get out of here.
No.
You need to let it go.
No.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's cool. It's cool. You should learn how to say no in order to be able to say yes.
In porno school, they only teach us to say yes.
Well, she's not in porno school.
I know, but she said she was taught to say yes a lot. Or
in
not
porno,
taught, but
improv.
Improv
yes.
is all about saying
yes,
yes,
yes
and.
Well, but anyway.
Sure.
Back to, even though no is a great word, it's kind of a downer to end on before our
this is true.
Break.
So who wants to do communion? Can I do communion off you?
I'm not even going to risk the
you're
getting another
time.
No.
Okay.
I would like to hear
just for the record,
Elvis's,
I said yes. I said yes.
Elvis's description of his experience having said yes to Bonoboville Communion and accepted and experienced it right here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. How was it? How was it, Elvis?
Very enlightening.
All right. What did you learn?
That Dayton Radins has fabulous boobs.
All right.
In case that was it. Then, yeah.
Had you ever done something like that in public?
In public, no. No, certainly not on TV.
Right.
And
did it feel embarrassing or humiliating or liberating?
We're over.
Well, I think I'm maybe just still numb from the experience.
I told you it was going to be a chill show, so we're really chill. We're so chill, we're numb. So don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yahoo!
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes.
Uh-oh.
She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples.
Ride
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Simeon
it, baby.
Simeon strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrating Masturbation Month.
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Sonne les matines, ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui, oui.
Princesse,
that is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it. Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go, we're gonna go, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I'm not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over.
Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
Celebrating our 24th wedding anniversary. The symbol of 24th wedding anniversaries being musical instruments.
Woo!
We have a whole orchestra here.
And the zoo.
Yeah,
we went to the zoo.
And on our actual anniversary, we went to the zoo and we met Kasia, opera singer
who loves bonobos
almost as much as us. Well, she lives in San Diego, so she sees them all the time, and she's so lucky. And she's a beautiful girl, and a great photographer, too, and a great singer. And she sang to the bonobos, and they clapped. And we just got up close and personal, didn't we?
It was so beautiful and nice. And we got to see them do Hoka Hoka.
We did. They rubbed.
They were, like, doing this.
Whatever they're doing. They were kind of, well.
This way. Hold on. Here.
Okay.
I'm a professional.
Okay. Will you get on top of me? Okay?
I will get on top of you.
Okay, yeah. I'm like this.
And you're on the bottom.
I'm on the bottom. Well, okay. And then you rub the pussies together. Yeah.
Kind of like porno scissor.
Hooka, hooka.
And then they hug really hard like this.
Hard. Yeah, and kiss. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And this is after they've been fighting, by the way.
Oh, they punched each other first.
And, you know, they...
And the women...
Who doesn't like a good punch and then a fuck? I don't know.
And then they eat. They also eat. They combine food and sex a lot. But they use sex to diffuse violent tension because they are the only great ape.
I got a little lipstick on your nose.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Yes. I look like I've been kissed
about
by
that.
A giraffe.
you have.
So they actually use sex to diffuse violent tension so that they don't kill each other like other great apes. And they also play music. Like we said, this one was clapping, you know, maybe in time. And they've played keyboards with Peter Gabriel.
And oh, really?
Yep. And they play a drum. You just have to make a drum big enough that they won't destroy it.
That looks good.
You know?
Because they're really strong.
They've got those big, long, strong arms.
Well, how about when the males were going nuts and they came and slammed the glass?
Oh, yes. Because they separated the females, which I don't agree with.
Agree with it either, actually.
No,
it was kind
of
mean.
One of the little baby bonobos bit the other bonobo's ass.
Actually, it was a big mama. They have two alpha females together, which is not a good idea. We love the San Diego Zoo, and now we're members.
That's not a good idea.
So we can say what we want, which is they should not have two alpha females together.
No, they really shouldn't because
right.
it's
they shouldn't
offensive.
Do that. There's no better.
And anyway.
We're going to suck a banana.
Well, lick.
This is no PowerPoint presentation, that's for sure.
This is... but
it's all in good fun.
It's bonobo. So they, you know, have these two alpha females together. So, of course, they're fighting, and their sons are with them. And so one of the alpha females bit the other one's son's asshole. I shouldn't be smiling about that. Cause
I shouldn't be giggling.
It's bad. It was very, very
bad.
She shouldn't have done that, but she did. She didn't kill him. She just bit his butthole. And I'm sure he was harassing her son.
Right.
And they shouldn't have had these two alpha females together.
It was a mess.
So instead of moving one of the females and her son into another zoo, which is what I think they should have done, they separated all the males from all the females.
Then the males went nuts, and they were screaming
downstairs
while we were there.
And the females went nuts hearing the males because they love them. I mean, they're very lesbian, but they're also, they like the guys.
They do. They need dick.
Hey.
I guess. I mean, isn't that what you would say? They need some dick?
Well, I guess you could say that in bonobo.
I mean, well, what else is it?
You know, it means that.
Right?
I need some dick. You know, yeah.
They're very upset. They punch the
glass. Or you could say if you're
glass.
More new age, they needed male energy. And the bonobo males are really sweet. They're really nice, you know.
I know. I think I live with some.
Anyway, we're going to talk about that with the zoo people.
Champagne.
We met some conservation zoo people. And so, in the meantime, what did we get?
Oh, what's in your bag? You have a brown bag.
Oh, we bought this all at the zoo.
Uh-oh, the zoo. We had so much fun at the zoo. We went on a tandem ride. No, kind of a tandem ride. Dr. Susan and I went on a ride together.
We did. With Abe.
With Abe. With Unseen Abe.
None of them are lavender, but we got, you know, and they're all monkeys, really. They don't have bonobos.
They really don't have bonobos. I tried.
Yeah, I know. And it's the most beautiful exhibit at the zoo, really.
Look at this. Oh, this could be like a bonobo's penis.
There's a market. Because I talked to the lady at the San Diego Zoo gift shop, and she says, yeah, I love, you know, the bonobos, but they don't have any bonobo things here. They have monkeys, they have gorillas, giraffes.
I can make a bonobo penis from this tag.
And then, I'm not sure what this is.
Oh, that's the purse. That's the bonobo present purse.
and you pull out a musical instrument.
Oh, and what is that, a flute? It's not the skin flute, but it's a flute.
No, but that means we might be ready for the musical section of our program.
Yep.
Which is brought to us by Elvis Schoenberg and Orchestra Surreal. And hello, Mr. Schoenberg. How was your break?
Put the mic to your mouth.
Was fabulous.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, put the mic to your mouth.
I have to say, Elvis is a good communion taker.
Yeah, he is. Did you like that?
I liked it. I think you were great. You're better than most.
Was it good? You know, there's a kind of, I didn't want to linger too long because I thought that would be inappropriate. But then in the end, I didn't want to not be worthy of a proper communion, you know?
No,
so
you're really good
so
at it.
So timing was kind of key to that whole.
And you should feel her leg right now. It's been just soaking in Astroglide.
Oh,
and
nice. Well, I will after the song, I'd be happy to take a look.
Astroglide.
I've always wanted to feel Astroglide on Dayton Rain's leg.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since I...
and we have a toy.
It's kind of lavender. It's
why
like
do
a dark
Astroglide
lavender.
On your leg?
I think what we're going to do is... we're just going to play a instrumental, little instrumental ditty, you know, something simple.
Oh,
because,
yeah,
you know, this is the weirdest band.
You're not that weird.
No,
you're actually
it's
fun.
It's not so much the weird band. It's an unusual instrumentation. And so with that, we're going to play a little old jazz standard. You know?
Oh, it goes up pretty high. Okay.
Latin-y
an
thing.
Old jazz
it does
standard.
Go up pretty
and
high.
Featuring whom?
Okay, it's going to be featuring... Scott
I think
Bredman
we should have
percussion.
That sexy lady.
Where are the girls? Where did all the girls
the girls
go?
All
where
left.
Is that caramel skinned lady?
I know, she left us.
Summertime.
What?
I know. I'm very upset because we had another song where she was going to sing.
Wait a second.
In all fairness,
she left. Some people are,
in all fairness, you know, she wasn't planning on coming. She just called me to say hi. And I said, you know where I am today? I'm at the Susan Block show. She goes, oh my God. I said, you should come. So
at least she showed up.
She showed, and she sang a tune, and she was great. And that was
Max is so funny. We can hear his laugh.
Anyway, so yeah, we're
and what about the other one?
Well, you want to sing? Okay. I think we're getting told.
Leslie's
we're not interesting enough.
You are very interesting, but Leslie has this voice that's like a mix between Stevie Nicks and Jonas Jonas Joplin, I believe.
Why don't we get her in here then?
Yeah.
Leslie to stage one.
Leslie.
Forget that instrumental.
She says no a lot.
That's okay. A lot of girls that say no really want to say yes. I believe that we have a bonobo that's like that.
I say no.
Might be Ono.
No means no.
I guess. Sometimes I say no, but I mean yes.
She's saying no right now. Wow.
No, she's not saying no.
Your accountant?
I need a bonobo to comfort me.
Oh,
don't you don't need a bonobo to comfort you?
I need a giraffe. What do I need?
She wants. They want Leslie.
Put the accountant on the show.
Leslie, we want you. Not.
We want you.
We want to hear your voice.
Well,
sing. You're a cross between Stevie Nicks and Janis Joplin. Come on,
that's
you.
That's the third time you said that.
I know. Sorry, it's the third time I said that. I'm repeating myself. I'm trying to get them on stage.
Well, while they're getting ready,
you know, rock stars and porn stars are very similar.
That we were just given, right? What is this?
This is the Trojan Bullet.
The Trojan Bullet.
Let's do our song.
That was given to us by the beautiful Dennis Paradise from Astroglide, the owner of Astroglide.
All right. So what do we do with this?
We can turn it on.
Yeah.
What does this do?
Do you want to vibrate my vagina?
Yeah.
Oh, I have neon pink panties.
All the guys are saying yes.
All right, panty boy. Neon pink panties and a Trojan vibrator provided by Astroglide, gliding in rhythm to the music that hasn't started yet.
All right, the name of the song.
This is actually appropriate.
The name of this song
is
called Porno Church of the Ugly Man, and it's funny.
Porno Church of the Ugly Man.
Porno Church of the Ugly
Man. Can you
write
that down for me?
Porno Church of the Ugly Man.
I'm going to get a list of these songs written down, right?
Hey, Al, you start this. T-Man, start.
Because of the,
Ooh. How's it feel?
It's good. Here. Yeah, right? Zippy. Thank you.
zippy, huh?
I am on the party list for the porno church of the ugly man. I am not that desperate, that ain't the drain I'm going down. Sexual repulsion keeps me from Mr. Wrong. Oh, I'm a fucking cupcake, not in need of abuse. I think I'm normal, I'm lonely, looking for love. I admit that I am a bit needy for my own damn taste. How about you? How about you? How about you? Well, how about you? Sexually impressed, now I'm horribly impaired. Oh, I dress to undress in need of something new to wear. In my bra and panty set, I'm magically empowered. Well, I stumble into love while being passionately devoured. I think I'm normal, I'm lonely, looking for love. I admit that I'm checking out everyone. To the porno church of the ugly man. Don't just cause I think it's what I can. Respect and be impressed. Now I think he's fucking great. And there's always the up chance that our love won't turn to hate. I think I'm normal, I'm lonely, looking for love. I admit that I am a bit needy for my own damn taste. How about you? 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 Well, how about you?
How about you?
How about me? No, I mean, I the porno church of the ugly man. I think I've been there.
Listen.
I think
you got to hear the second verse.
I had some communion there. Not exactly Bonoboville communion, but related. It's all right.
In my
ugly men need porn, too.
True.
Sure, you know, it's not only for good-looking people.
Is that like the ugly spaghetti monster religion?
The spaghetti monster religion that did not get religious status.
Did not get
Ron is my friend.
Yeah,
Ron
they didn't
is
get
my
no.
Friend, he is not. He is called the hedgehog for a reason, but he has been sexy.
And they said that Pastafarians weren't.
Oh, Pastafarians. Kind of I think I'm a Pastafarian.
Pastafarians had no religious standing.
Oh well.
The Mormons do. I don't get it.
Those son of a bitches.
All right, so before we're done, we do have to sing happy birthday to Dr. Gareth, who
Dr.
is a Bonoboville member. Would you like to get a microphone, Dr. Gareth?
Oh, doctor, come on this show.
Doctor, come on up here. Grab a microphone. You're not a veterinarian, are you? Because I have a sick giraffe.
I'm sick
in a good way, though.
I'm an omnivore.
Well, it's okay.
You eat giraffes? Does that mean?
Well, I've never tried one. Okay. Actually, yeah.
Probably really taste good.
I can think of one giraffe I'd probably try.
Yeah, I bet. Wow. So, well, happy birthday. You're 69, which is a good age.
68.
Oh. That's I thought you were 69.
The gong was 69. Years. Just have it every year.
Oh.
This is the start of my
69th.
Oh. Okay.
Is his mic on? I can't tell.
Who's?
You can take
I can't either.
How's that happening? How's that?
I keep telling people to
turn
their
mics,
on or right. Somebody needs to put their mic on.
Yes,
or
I think that's better.
That should be better.
Okay. So, You're in your 69th year.
Yes.
And you gave a great review to the Bonobo Way. 5 stars. Woo-hoo! Yay.
Only because there were no more stars to give.
Aww. Good answer. I mean, I didn't even ask a question, but that was a good answer.
You got him?
Yeah. Okay.
He's an interesting kid.
Who's an interesting kid? Gareth? Max, you realize you're on a microphone when you're saying he's an interesting kid. So who are you talking about?
I was just walking around the studio, and I forgot the microphone was on. Because I'm a little stoned.
He's allowed. He's been married 24 years. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, darling.
So this is our chill recovery
show. Woman has been broadcasting since 1984.
Whoa.
1984.
Wow.
Congratulations
to the two of you.
And this is one of the reasons we're not on television or radio.
Why? Because of Dr. Gareth?
No.
Because of Elvis?
No.
Because of my giraffe. Sexy? Don't blame
probably
my giraffe.
Giraffes, naked giraffes.
A beautiful giraffe.
Oh, look at that. A very talented, lovely very giraffe.
That's a great giraffe.
Right. You've heard of, what do they call them? Like red-breasted robins?
Yes.
This is a
anti-gravity giraffe.
Large bat-breasted giraffe.
Nice. My favorite species.
Okay.
We can come.
So you're going to do Bonoboville Communion. Is that right?
Yeah. Who's doing that?
You know, if offered, who would turn it down?
I don't know. I don't know if my giraffe would offer.
I'm offering.
Oh, okay.
I would take communion.
Aww. With alcohol, or are you going to be waterboarded?
I could not possibly make the decision. That is entirely up to the giraffe and the priestess.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, no. That part is not up to
us.
Because we would not dream of forcing alcohol upon you. We are not like that, because we understand that some people like to be waterboarded. So that's okay.
Waterboarded.
Okay, he wants to be waterboarded.
Have some aqua.
Oh, she wants to force alcohol upon you.
I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of do.
Okay.
Are you
doctor, don't you think a little alcohol is
okay
to indulge in for?
Okay, that's great, then. If you're still an alcoholic, I can give you some.
Dionysian purposes?
Of course.
Bacchus and everything? Yeah. All right. Ron DeJeremy or agua?
Agua, I think.
Don't you have absinthe over there or something?
No, it's agua. Agua coca leaf. Liqueur. And here we go.
Are you going to pour it for him?
I guess so.
What do you want me to do?
So, we could have some music while we pour.
Some of that great music.
From our
nice
maestros.
Sound.
Orchestra Surreal.
Okay.
All right. So you'll have to explain what I'm to do.
It's easy, cause you're beautiful. Making love with you is all I wanna do. Woo! Loving you. I see your soul come shining through. And every time that we do communion, I'm more in love with you. Lick.
Day in the springtime, 'cause loving you, I see your drink water off some girl's nipple in a giraffe, Max. I'm more in love with you. La 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 la.
Giraffe.
La 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 la.
Giraffe.
La 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 la. Do 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 do. La 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 la.
Woo! Let's hear it for Orchestra Surreal, Elvis Schoenberg and Al. Woohoo.
As in Sensation Al.
Sensation Al. Mm. That was very good. You know, you must have, since we... Wait, whoa. Where's the microphone? Here. Say that for the people.
I am illuminated. Wow. I'm lit, baby.
That's why they call it spirits.
That's right. My spirit is lifted.
And communion.
I bet you.
And you have communed.
Your spirit is lifted.
I am.
You have. Tell us more, doctor.
How'd you end up here, doc? What happened to you?
I need all the help I can get, actually. How did I get to Bonoboville? It's a very strange thing. I think I saw the book, and I saw this very academic Susan Block PhD on there, and the next thing you know, I'm getting waterboarded between Dayton Green's boob. You know?
It's very academic.
I tell you, she looks exactly like all the professors I never had in all my extensive education. But I've learned more here, I tell you.
Well, yeah, we approach illumination from the point of view of the body, the mind, and the spirits.
They all got a mix. You can't have a mind without a body, and it's really boring to have a body without a mind.
And it is erotic theater therapy.
Absolutely.
That's heavy, man.
More waterboarding!
Yes. And yes, this is our form of waterboarding. You know, we know it's popular with the U.S. Interrogation Services, I guess. Right, Max?
Can I waterboard people at home?
CIA. It's a CIA thing. Okay, they do it. Not so beautifully, though. I think it's a lot more uncomfortable. But it's, hey.
But if you're going to have a bonobo waterboarding, believe me, you have to do it here. Children, don't try this at home.
No. It's not for children. Although we know children watch and listen to the show. So.
Well, children will really understand these.
Okay, that's Susie, you got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay, so, you know, I really have only 3 minutes until the end.
Close to it. A little more.
A little more. See, that's the way it is here in Neapolitan Bonoboville.
Well, the one thing I'd want to say is, as far as my illumination goes, got to thank the musicians.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible music.
All right.
Well, yeah, I was about to do that, but you did it for me, so forget it. No, really, this was so amazingly fortuitous, lucky, spiritual, you know, to have really burned ourselves out from last week's amazing bacchanal and then go to the zoo. And Dayton drove.
Woo! I did.
Without
drive.
The mask on. You did drive, right. This is Dayton who drove.
Yes.
Yes, so she's a limo driver now.
I am a limo driver.
That's right.
I am
that's
a
right.
Jack
Let's have
of all trades,
a little applause.
Only
that
I'm a master dick sucker, but I'm not a master of any other trades.
And
just a
well,
jack.
If you got to be master of a trade, that would be the one, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she has another trade now, limo driving. So we're proud of her.
Yeah.
And Abe took some amazing footage of the bonobos. Actually, Dayton took some good shots, too. And
thank you.
I'm going to go through them this week, and we're going to put them out there.
Oh, you're sweaty a little bit. That's good. Yeah. That means I made you sweaty. That's good. That's
good when you're 69th year.
You drenched me, baby.
I hope I don't
totally
don't have a heart attack.
You loosened up them all.
That's
okay.
Right. That's right. Outer course, baby. It's not going to lead to a heart attack. Okay,
right,
but we're going to have one final song from the Orchestra Surreal, and
they're
then
wonderful.
Come back to me real quick. But you find them, I think, on orchestrasurreal.com. They're not too social media.
TheOrchestraSurreal.com is our website.
The Orchestra Surreal.
The orchestra spelled, by the way, with an E. O-R-C-H-E-S-T-R-E.
The French version, correct?
Yeah, there you go. Very
and
smart.
And Nori, come on up here.
Yeah.
Because
Nori.
We're going to wangle you into playing piano later. And Bennett, hello, Bennett. Bennett's an old bonobo. Well, I didn't mean it the way it sounded. But he's a bonobo.
There are no old bonobos.
Yeah.
No, there aren't, actually.
Nori played beautifully. Say hi on the microphone. Last Saturday. Hello.
Hi, Nori. You look nice.
Nori's always Natalie dressed.
I don't think his microphone is on. And
does
let's
Natalie
close
know
it?
What happened to her clothes?
Hey, there we go.
There we go.
That's much better.
All right, so back for more, eh?
Absolutely.
And
always.
You're wearing the right color tie this week. It took you a while. Last week you wore red just to be flashy.
Just to do something
yeah.
else.
Uh-huh.
Red makes you feel good. That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
they say.
Yeah, yeah.
People that wear red.
Okay,
they
but
feel
now
good.
That you feel good, you can wear lavender. So
absolutely.
It's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, so. So we had fun last week, right?
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Look
it was
at
great.
It was orgiastic and fantastic. And this week is, I don't know if it's orgiastic, but, you know, we're doing some communion, and we're certainly listening to some fantastic music. Right. And
beautiful.
That is
right.
what
right.
the 24th wedding anniversary is all about. And so we're sharing the love, the bonobo love. And, yes, we are a bonobo marriage. It sort of sounds like a contradiction in terms. But I think it's what makes it work. So
look
try
at
it sometime.
Miss Ono Bo, she should come.
Yeah,
up
Miss
here.
Ono Bo, you look,
look
great.
Her
she should be in the group.
Get
picture.
In here. Mm. Come on, Miss.
Well,
Ono Bo.
She's taking pictures, but she looks.
I think
good.
She's okay.
Right. Well, you can take pictures from up here.
Come up here. You can't wear a dress like that with
and
an ass like that, not come
like
up
that.
On stage
look
and shoes like that.
There she looks.
Go.
Jesus
look at
Christ.
These
shoes. Mm-hmm.
Is not here, so you can come up.
Yeah. Okay.
Turn around. Do a little stage show. Woo! Look
Whoa.
At her booty.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pose.
Spring booty right here in Bonoboville. And we're about to hear a final number from Elvis Schoenberg and
yeah.
the orchestra surreal.
A final number here. It's the Groove Juice special.
I like Groove Juice.
Groove Juice. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You want to stay on the floor or sit over there? Or we're going to dance on your thighs with high heels.
You should show your body off. It looks so good. Doesn't your body look great?
Yeah.
Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man and I
turn up the mic, Abe.
Shake your hand.
Not mine.
Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man. I ain't got time to shake your hand. Standing on the corner, looking so fine. Then you see the schoolboy, give him some of your behind and my money. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man and I ain't got time. Leslie, take your hand. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man. I ain't got time. Shake your hand one more time. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man. I ain't got time to shake your hand. Jive, Jack, put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see
what are you
a
doing?
Man. I ain't got time. Shake your hand, Leslie. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. Going downtown to see a man. I ain't got time. Shake your hand one more time. Hit that jive, Jack. Put it in your pocket till I get back. I'm going downtown to see a man. I ain't got time.
So what was that about?
To shake your motherfucking hand and shit.
Elvis Schoenberg and the Orchestra Surreal featuring Al.
And Leslie.
As in
and Leslie.
As in homicidal.
Homicidal Al. You have a lot of different nicknames.
Exceptional.
Exceptional.
Right.
Digital.
And as in Leslie's boyfriend, Al.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. That's a new one.
Beautiful. All right, that was Beautiful. And
I was thinking of that.
We like We like that. It was a chill evening, right?
I think it was super nice.
It's still continuing. We're going to go over to the art gallery, and maybe Nori will tickle our keys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that.
Oh, Nori.
All right, that's a positive. I like that. I like hearing yes. Okay. So in the meantime, we'll be back next Saturday, so don't miss it. And yeah, love bonobo style. It's a good thing. And so whether you get married or not, be bonobo. Yeah. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make music, not war. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Bonobos do it. And I love you. I love you!
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.